Have you ever looked at the specs on an electric airplane and done the math yourself? I mean, really done it. Range, payload, charge time, and then compared it to the jet A burner sitting next to it on the ramp? The numbers are brutal. And they all trace back to one component, the battery. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about solid-state batteries, because this single technology is the gate that decides whether electric aviation becomes real transportation or stays a science project. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins for the milestones that actually matter. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole progression, beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right. Let's break this down from first principles. Because this is fundamentally an energy density problem. Jet A carries roughly 12,000 watt-hours of energy per kilogram. A lithium-ion battery, the best ones flying today, gives you about 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram. Do that division, jet fuel carries roughly 40 times more energy per unit of weight than the best battery you can buy. Now, electric motors are far more efficient than turbines. You claw back a factor of maybe 3 to 4 on the propulsion side, but that still leaves you roughly 10 times behind on usable energy per kilogram. And in aviation, weight is everything. Every kilogram of battery you carry is a kilogram you cannot fill with passengers or cargo or range. This is why every electric airplane you've heard about, the Eviation Alice, the Heart Aerospace ES-30, the Pipistrel Velis Electro, they all share the same limitation: short range, light payloads, or both. It's not a motor problem, it's not an aerodynamics problem, it's a chemistry problem. And that chemistry problem has a name. It's the liquid electrolyte inside a conventional lithium-ion cell. So what is a solid-state battery, and why does it matter? In a traditional lithium-ion cell, you have two electrodes, the anode and the cathode, separated by a liquid electrolyte. Lithium ions shuttle back and forth through that liquid when you charge and discharge. The liquid works, it's been refined over decades, but it creates constraints. The liquid is flammable, which means you need heavy safety systems. It limits how much lithium you can pack into the anode, because if you use pure lithium metal, it grows dendrites, these tiny metallic spikes that pierce through the liquid electrolyte and short-circuit the cell. That's what causes thermal runaway. That's what causes battery fires. A solid-state battery replaces that liquid with a solid material. Ceramic, glass, sulfide compounds, polymer composites. Different companies are chasing different chemistries. But the principle is the same. A solid electrolyte doesn't slosh, it doesn't leak. And most importantly, it can potentially allow you to use a pure lithium metal anode, which is the holy grail of battery energy density. Here's what most people miss about why that matters. A lithium metal anode is roughly 10 times more energy dense than the graphite anode in your current lithium ion cell. If you can make it work safely, you jump from 250 watt-hours per kilogram to potentially 500, 600, maybe even 700 watt-hours per kilogram at the cell level. That doesn't close the gap with Jet A entirely, but it changes the equation dramatically. Instead of an electric airplane with a 150-mile range, you're looking at 400 miles, maybe 500, that's San Francisco to Los Angeles, that's New York to Washington and back. That's not a novelty, that's a commuter route. Now let me be honest about where this technology actually stands, because there is a lot of hype and not enough straight talk. The leading solid-state battery companies in the world right now include QuantumScape, Solid Power, Toyota, Samsung SDI, and a handful of well-funded startups like Factorial Energy and SES AI. Most of them are targeting the automotive market first, because that's where the money is. Electric cars need better batteries too, and there are a lot more cars than airplanes. QuantumScape, which went public through a SPAC merger back in 2020, has been developing a ceramic solid-state separator. They've published data showing cells that retain over 95% capacity after hundreds of cycles, which is promising. But here's the caveat. Those are small, single-layer lab cells. Scaling from a lab cell to a production cell is an enormous engineering challenge. It's like the difference between flying a radio-controlled model and certifying a Part 23 airplane. The physics is the same, but everything else changes. Toyota has arguably been working on solid-state batteries longer than anyone. They hold over 1,000 patents in the space. They've announced plans to begin limited production for hybrid vehicles in the 2027 to 2028 timeframe. Note that hybrids first, not full electric, and automotive, not aviation. Toyota is being cautious, and when Toyota is cautious, you should pay attention because they don't lack resources or engineering talent. Solid Power, which has partnerships with both BMW and Ford, is working on sulfide-based solid electrolytes. They've delivered full-size cells to their automotive partners for testing, but they've also been candid about manufacturing challenges. Sulfide electrolytes are sensitive to moisture. You need extremely dry manufacturing environments. That adds cost and complexity. So the data tells an interesting story. The lab results are genuinely exciting. 500 watt-hours per kilogram has been demonstrated in controlled settings, but nobody is mass-producing solid-state cells at the scale and cost that aviation would need. Not today. And the honest timeline for automotive production is 2028 to 2030 at the earliest. Aviation certification adds years on top of that. Let's talk about what certification means for a battery, because this is something the press almost never covers. When you put a battery on an airplane, it's not enough to show it works. You have to show it works under every condition the airplane will ever encounter. Vibration, temperature extremes, altitude, rapid charge and discharge cycles, crash loads, and you have to show it fails safely. A battery that catches fire in a car is bad. A battery that catches fire at 8,000 feet is catastrophic. The FAA's special conditions for battery-powered aircraft, things like ASTM F3412, require extensive testing of thermal runaway propagation. If one cell goes, can you guarantee the fire doesn't spread to adjacent cells? With liquid electrolyte, lithium-ion batteries, that's hard. With solid state, it should theoretically be easier because the solid electrolyte doesn't burn the same way. But should theoretically doesn't pass certification. You need test data, thousands of hours of test data. This is actually one of the underappreciated advantages of solid-state technology for aviation, specifically. If the solid electrolyte truly eliminates or significantly reduces the risk of thermal runaway, you might be able to reduce the weight of battery safety systems, cooling systems, containment structures, fire suppression. That's weight you get back for payload or range. It's a compounding benefit. Better energy density plus lighter safety systems could be transformative. But there's a catch, actually. Several catches. First, cycle life. Aviation batteries need to last thousands of charge-discharge cycles. Airlines don't want to replace battery packs every few hundred flights. Current solid-state prototypes show promising cycle life in some chemistries, but not all. And cycle life often trades off against energy density. You can push more energy into a cell, but it may degrade faster. Second, charging speed. Solid electrolytes generally have lower ionic conductivity than liquid ones. That means slower charging. For aviation, where turnaround time directly affects revenue, a battery that takes 2 hours to charge is a non-starter for commercial operations. Some solid-state approaches claim fast charge capability, but again, lab demonstrations versus production reality. Third, cost manufacturing solid-state batteries requires entirely new production lines. You can't just retrofit a lithium-ion factory. The capital investment is enormous. Early solid-state cells will cost significantly more per kilowatt-hour than conventional cells. Automotive scale can bring costs down over time, but aviation doesn't have automotive volumes to drive that learning curve. Fourth, and this is the one engineers lose sleep over, the interface problem. The boundary between the solid electrolyte and the electrodes has to remain in perfect contact through thousands of cycles of expansion and contraction. Every time lithium moves in and out of an electrode, it swells and shrinks slightly. In a liquid electrolyte, the liquid just fills the gaps. In a solid, you get microcracks. Voids, loss of contact, increased resistance, degradation. Solving this interface stability problem is arguably the hardest remaining technical challenge, and it's one of the reasons Toyota is so cautious despite holding all those patents. Now, who in aviation is actually working on this? Qberg, which was acquired by the Swedish battery company Northvolt, has been developing a lithium metal battery with a proprietary liquid electrolyte that they claim gets close to solid-state performance without the manufacturing challenges. They've explicitly targeted aviation as a market. Their cells have been tested by aviation companies, though Northvolt's recent financial difficulties have raised questions about Qberg's future. KATL, the Chinese battery giant that supplies roughly a third of the world's EV batteries, announced a so-called condensed battery in 2023 with a claimed energy density of 500 watt-hours per kilogram. They said it was intended for aviation applications. Details have been sparse and independent verification has been limited. But KITL has the manufacturing scale that nobody else can match. So if they're serious about aviation batteries, that's significant. Amprius Technologies, based in Fremont, California, is producing silicon nanowire anode, cells that achieve over 450 watt-hours per kilogram today. Not solid state exactly, but pushing towards similar energy density through a different approach. They're already supplying cells to aerospace customers, including some work with high-altitude pseudo-satellites and unmanned systems. Their path to aviation may actually be shorter than the pure solid-state players because they're manufacturing now, not in 5 years. Here's my honest assessment of the timeline, and I want to be straight with you because I think pilots deserve better than press release hype. For general aviation, small aircraft, 2 to 4 seats, short range, I think we'll see lithium-ion batteries continue to improve incrementally, packs in the 300 to 350 watt-hour per kilogram range by 2028 or 2029. That's enough for trainers and short-hop personal aircraft. Solid state doesn't need to arrive for that market to work. For regional aviation, 9 to 30 seats, 200 to 500 miles, solid state or solid state adjacent batteries at 500 plus watt-hours per kilogram are probably necessary. I think we're looking at 2032 to 2035 before those cells are certified and integrated into production aircraft, maybe later. For single-aisle commercial aviation, the Boeing 737 and Airbus A320 class, pure battery electric is likely never practical even with solid state. The energy density gap is just too large. Hybrid electric with solid-state batteries assisting turbine engines during takeoff and climb is more realistic, and that's probably a 2035 to 2040 proposition. I know that's not the breathless optimism you hear from startup pitch decks, but the physics doesn't care about investor timelines. What I find genuinely exciting is this. The investment flowing into solid-state battery research right now is unprecedented. We're talking tens of billions of dollars globally. The automotive industry is pulling this technology forward with massive resources, and aviation gets to draft behind that investment. Every manufacturing breakthrough Toyota makes for car batteries gets aviation one step closer. Every interface stability solution Samsung develops for phones eventually applies to airplane packs. Aviation doesn't have to fund this revolution alone, it just has to be ready to adapt the results. And here's the part that gives me real optimism as an engineer. The theoretical limits of solid-state lithium metal batteries are well above what we need for regional aviation. We're not hoping for a physics breakthrough, we're waiting for an engineering and manufacturing breakthrough. Those are different problems. Physics breakthroughs are unpredictable. Engineering breakthroughs are a matter of time and money, and both are flowing. The airplane you learn to fly in 20 years might carry its energy in a solid block of ceramic and lithium that weighs half of what today's battery packs weigh, and never once risks catching fire. That's not fantasy. That's the trajectory the data shows. The question isn't whether solid-state batteries will work, it's whether they'll arrive fast enough to matter for the companies betting on electric aviation today. For this segment, I drew on published data from QuantumScape, Toyota's patent filings, KATL's condensed battery announcement, and Amprius Technologies' spec sheets along with the FAA's battery certification frameworks. Everything is at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Fly curious.